Okay, hello everybody. Thank you for joining the ISTAC call. You can see the agenda up on Adobe Connect. It's really a five-point agenda, which is pretty standard. Fundamentally, it's an update on the various work streams, as well as an item on the sessions that we should expect in Buenos Aires. So with that, and recognizing that Lisa is short for time, I'm actually going to suggest that we start with the update from the CWG and then push back the update from the ICG until after that is complete. Is that okay with everybody? Any objections to that? Great. Seeing none, I am then going to just hand it over to Lisa to provide us with an update on the status of the CWG, which is certainly working hard at the moment. Over to you.
Thank you, Byron. Yes, the group is working very hard, and as you might know, the public comment period ended on 20th of May. And last week, 28 and 29 of May, we had some intensive working days where we had six meetings in order to work in the comments into the document and finalize outstanding issues. And we had a call yesterday where we had the first reading of the full proposal. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow where we are having a second reading of the proposal. So the plan is that we will send in a proposal for the chartering organizations by the 8th of June. Having said that, we still have Sidley, our legal advisors, working on phrasing the conditionality with the accountability group, because as you all know, we will have some issues that needs to be dealt with in the accountability group, and they're going for a second public comment period throughout the summer, and will not have a proposal before, I guess, it will be in Dublin. On the issues that are dependent on that we are dependent on. So at the moment, the group as such are finalizing. We still have, and I guess Paul can tell you more about that. We still have some outstanding issues with the SLEs. That's Design Team A. I don't know the actual time frame for that. I've heard that that might be the 8th of June, but Paul, maybe you can tell more about that. Paul?
Meeting. Yes, thank you very much, Lisa. So the next call we have with ICANN, IANA, and the design team is the 8th of June. The document is not seeking to change a thing. It is just seeking to have a professional service level expectation agreement. The design team members vary in their requirements to have a prescriptive process SLE. I'm hoping we can start finding some compromise ground even within the SLE group, so we end up with a professional SLE. The next meeting, as I say, is on the 8th. I think we'll be able to push that document forward as a draft, but I do think more time will be needed by the group. There seems to be some confusion as to the timestamps that are already collected by the root zone management system, and some of the tools used to extract the times from the root zone management system databases have been removed or are not there. So the time is captured, but the time stamp information is not there. So we are offering to assist ICANN IANA extract the time data that's in their database from a technical perspective. But we are not seeking to change or improve the process. We're just seeking to make sure that there are benchmarks in place with respect to the process flow that currently IANA does. And so there's the update I can give you.
Thank you, Paul. I'd like to add regarding the plans for outreach and communication regarding the proposal. The plan is that Jonathan and I will do webinars on the 11th of June. We have agreed with the accountability chairs that there will be a chair present on each of those two webinars in order to help us answer any questions regarding the conditionality that we have to this group and to be support, to show support of course, and the coordination between the chairs. There will also be a joint meeting on Monday in Buenos Aires. So there'll be a lot of sessions, or not a lot, but there'll be sessions where we show the actual coordination that's been going on through the between the accountability and the CWG chairs. We have weekly calls and we are doing sessions together. And for the webinars, we will make a slide deck that will be sent to the group, and hopefully we will also, not hopefully, we will also send it to all the chartering organizations to use and to ask questions from. And we have X-Plane helping us to do this slide deck, so we hope to make it educational and comprehensive. Are there any questions regarding the CWG proposal?
Trying to put my hand up. It's Byron.
Okay, Byron, yeah, go ahead.
And, well, it's probably for both of you, perhaps for Paul. I heard him say that based on timing, he thinks that there'll be a draft component around SLEs, or the section around SLEs will be in draft. And I'm wondering how that squares with the overall final proposal and how those two things will come together.
So the SLE document is being designed as a foundation for the other work. So the other work, the other design teams have referenced the SLE document, which is why it has to take the form that it is currently taking. It's a standard professional SLE with processes and timestamps, or times for each process. The problem ICANN has is, unfortunately, some registries are very bad at responding to IANA, and we've got to be careful that IANA doesn't get slapped for failing to meet a specific performance task. And so we've broken it down into specific processes which effectively extract a registry's interaction with IANA if the registry is the party that is not performing well. So the SLE has been designed as a cornerstone document which other elements refer to. So the escalation path, or the escalation ETM, I think that is, it hooks into the SLE as drafted. ICANN Legal are indicating they are likely to push back on the SLE as presented. But we don't know until we've gone through the IANA process in detail. There are a lot of subroutines, and one of the reasons for needing more time is to capture the subroutines. Some registries interface with the IANA via fax or via telephone calls or via formal letter sent by courier. We are, I think, going to have to park those and possibly not have those included in the SLE, which covers sort of 85% of registries, if not more. So in answer to your specific question, Byron, it's being drafted with the other design teams in mind without sacrificing the service level expectation elements of a professional SLE.
Thank you, Paul. Byron, do you have any follow-up?
Sure. Well, thank you for that. I guess two follow-ups on that. One is, I just want to make sure I heard you right, saying that 85% in your, to your mind, 85% of registries will be taken care of in the method primarily contemplated in the SLEs, leaving 15% who interact with IANA in, let's say, manual form, various manual forms. Is that correct? Did I hear that right?
You did hear that correct. It's slightly more than 85%. The thing is, those parties that interact with IANA on a manual basis do not interact with IANA very much. And so
right.
It could be that the number of registries that are willing to interact with IANA electronically is actually more than 85%, but we're confident that 85% of the market will be covered by the SLE. If you ask me what my gut feeling is, I would say less than 5% of the registries interact in a manual process, but I have no evidence to support that. But 85% or slightly more than 85%, we have evidence that those 85% are willing to interface electronically.
Okay, thank you. And I guess then the next one is probably more of a follow-on for Lisa, which is if the SLE component is in draft form or there is still work to be done, what will you do in terms of meeting your timeline for a final proposal?
Well, we will still submit the final proposal even though the SLE is not completely finished. As I see it, it's quite well, the headlines are there. We can see where it's going, but this is my personal take on it. I think we could work with it and finalize it still before Buenos Aires to have it presented there. But I would prefer to have it, of course, at the 8th of June.
Okay, thank you. Matthew, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Byron, and hello, everyone. This is Matthew Vey speaking. Actually, my question is rather to you, Byron, but I understand that Lisa is going to leave, so I don't know if it's the right timing to ask this. Considering that the CWG report will be sent to the CCNSO on June the 8th and taking away the SLE question, how do you see the Buenos Aires considerations on this report? And I mean, what form do you expect it to take? And what kind of preparations would you expect from those who have been involved into this? It's only 3 weeks away now, so. I guess you have thought about this a bit.
Yes, I have thought about it a bit. I want to cover that in item number 5, which is the Buenos Aires CCTLD sessions, and walk you through the thinking there, which includes how we'll be approaching this. So if you don't mind, Mathieu, we're absolutely going to address the questions you've asked, but we'll let the other two groups, yours included, provide an update before we go there. And also any discussion or questions for Lisa, given that she has to depart the call in the next 10 minutes or so. So with that said, are there any further questions for CWG or anybody on the CWG?
Okay.
Paul, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
So if it's helpful, I can send to the group, this ISTACC group, the draft SLE document that's currently going through the motions at the moment. Is that welcome? Do you want me to do it or not do it? But I can do it if you want.
Yes, please do. I think that would be helpful.
Okay. Consider it done.
Thank you, sir. Any other discussion or questions for CWG?
I only have one question for Paul, because I said that the document, the SLE document, was finalized enough to give some very good guidelines. Do you agree with that, Paul, or not?
So I have to say I do agree with that statement. I want to emphasize we are changing nothing. We are keeping to the process as defined by IANA, or as indicated by IANA. We're just trying to make sure that there are performance criteria associated with each step, and there is no differential between those registries that are GTLD registries, those registries that have contracts with IANA, and those registries that don't. So we're trying to have a common performance metric for all registry interactions with the IANA. And we're even getting, or we might get some pushback even on that specific request as well. So the outline is there. The detail is there. Is it fully agreed with ICANN legal? No. Am I optimistic it will become? So I think it's going to be a negotiation right to the wire because of the way things have been confused as to what we're trying to do. So you'll see in the document which I'm sending you, we document the current process. We suggest areas of improvement which are highlighted in green so they can be dealt with at a later date. But before transition, the SLE should address the following issues. Post-transition, we are recommending it addresses some additional, and that's not going to the full automated process. We want to go to full automated, but that's a recommendation, but it's not part of the SLE that we have. But let me send it to you, and then you'll see that it's basically there. We just have to have the discussion with ICANN Legal, which we have yet to have.
Thank you, Paul.
Anything else CWG related? And Paul, I just remind you, your hand is still up. Nothing else for the CWG? Okay. Thank you. Let's move on to Keith and anybody else on the ICG. Keith, if you could provide us an update, please. And Keith, if you're talking, you are on mute. Anybody else from the ICG who could provide an update?
Barry Uduma.
Mary, would you be able to share with us what the ICG has been up to? Okay, well, let's press on, and if one of you can provide an update later, then we'll get to that. Let's move on, Matthew.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Hi, Mary.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mary, we can hear you now. Okay. Please go ahead.
Okay. All right. The ICG took calls for the month of May. And we had a letter from NTIA asking for us to provide, for ICG to provide what it thinks will be the time frame for the submission of the of the completed proposal, so an implementation. So the ICG had to reach out to the communities. We sent letters to the communities to give us updates or give us confirmation of what it will take, how long it's going to take them more to submit and implementation. That has been sent to the communities. And a letter and a mail also was sent to ICANN board to indicate where they may need the time frame they may need to do some actions or implement some of the recommendations. That we are still waiting. We are meeting again. There's a call again this next week, and then the Buenos Aires. Majorly, that's what, and we started trying to put together the submission from the naming, the numbers community as well as the protocol community, so that it will help us to start translation. So those are the things that have happened since we had our last call. So not much did happen. But we're going to have a meeting from the 18th to the 9th to the 19th of June in Buenos Aires, and also meet on the 25th. And I think by the time we have our next call, we'll be able to determine or confirm whether we'll have a public forum or not. There's a placeholder for it, but we have not concluded whether it will hold on the 25th because there are some clashes. But we are hoping that the names community will be able to submit its proposal by the 25th or 26th of June. So we take it over. We have also drawn up our call timelines. So those are things that have happened in the ICG. And some of us have been following what is happening in the other community processes. Did you hear me?
Yes, we could hear you, absolutely. Thank you, Mary, that was helpful. Is there any discussion or questions for Mary around the status of the ICG? Okay, seeing none, then we will move on to the next agenda item, which is the status of the CCWG. And if I could ask Mathieu, as one of the co-chairs, could you please provide that update for us?
Thank you, Byron. So this is Mathieu speaking. So an update from the CCWG on enhancing ICANN's accountability. Main item is that today is the last day of the public comment period, this first public comment period for our group. The counting is currently at about 30 responses. It's too early to say how many are CCTRDs. I've seen some CCTRDs, but it's we don't have stats at this point. It's still closing. So our focus for the last period was mostly on webinars, reaching out, discussing, listening as well to the input from the rest of the community, and of course preparing for the next steps to come. We have also received a letter from Larry Strickling inquiring about the time that would be needed to finalize proposals, but also to finalize implementation of those proposals. And I think this letter is very useful because it clarifies that there's very much two important milestones in NTIA plans for the transition, one being that we are the step where the NTIA would go to Washington and get approval on the propositions themselves, and that could take place obviously before everything is actually implemented, but the contract would not end before everything is implemented. So that's, I think, a very important aspect that gives us a lot of clarity about where we should be in Buenos Aires and what the deadlines can be. And of course, we will respond. And as Paul was saying in the chat, this need to be both ambitious but also realistic about what can be achieved, and there's going to be a need for the community to show leadership, to quote Paul. Finally, an update on what to expect from the CCWG in Buenos Aires. So we will now turn our attention to analyzing the public comments. We have a CCWG work day on June the 19th on site in BA. Then a number of sessions, engagement sessions, working sessions, and we are actively asking all parts of the community to dedicate slots to have a discussion with the memberships about the proposals, what we've heard from the public comments. We should be in a position to outline what in the proposals, if any, is getting traction and sort of comes out as agreement from everyone. What part of the proposals are creating confusion and need clarifications? What part of the proposals are raising concerns? And of course, what part of the proposals get differing views, if any? But that's where we are, and we are very much aware of the dependency with the CWG. And that's certainly that's why we have a strong interest in maintaining the very close link we have with the co-chairs of the CWG, but also ensuring that in the discussions regarding the CWG report, when there are questions related to accountability, we are also supportive and ready to help so that in Buenos Aires as much progress can be made as possible. And I think that would be it for my update. And I'm obviously available for any questions.
Thanks, Matthew. Maybe I could kick it off just with a question around timing. I understand that, well, certainly the comment period ends today. Your working group will regroup, digest that, regroup, and I understand have more dialogue, face-to-face meetings, and then subsequent second comment period. Looking at the timing now, can you give us a sense of how you think the timing will work for your next major face-to-face work period, and then what you think the next comment period will be from a timing perspective.
Thanks, Byron. I did, it's an oversight from me not to have provided an answer on this, but yes, after BA, the work plan after BA is that we will have a face-to-face meeting mid-July, probably 17 and 18, to work on a second public comment proposal. The public comment, we would aim at launching it before the end of July for a 40-day period, and 40 being quite important, at, especially at this point in the year where some people tend to go out for holidays. I know it's just not very reasonable, but that happens. And then we would finalize our proposals in time to send them to the ASO and AC, including the CCNSO, 2 weeks before the Dublin meeting starts. So that's the tentative. Obviously, it's the best case scenario, but that's the one work plan we're working with.
Thanks, Matthew. Are there any questions for Matthew or discussion on the CCWG? So I do have a maybe more of a comment, and that is probably as indicated in the note that I have sent to the CCWG already. The CCNSO will most likely require a face-to-face discussion on the output of the CCWG. In order for that to happen, as a member of the CCNSO yourself, I'm sure you can appreciate that Dublin will be critical for us and that we have the document in hand in Dublin so the CCNSO community and the broader CCTLD community can have that opportunity for a face-to-face. And it's probably more of a comment than a question. I'm sure you're well aware of it, but I would just like to reiterate how important that will be for our community to be able to come to any kind of reasonable conclusion, and that really having a face-to-face will be a critical element of that.
That's certainly legitimate and a comment well taken into account. And I think it would be useful maybe to clarify to all the CCNSO, CCTLD community that the expectation in terms of timeline, including this deadline for submission and the fact that we have a face-to-face discussion on the draft, on the final proposals in Dublin, is clarified for every CCTLD member participant in these processes. I think that is extremely useful to make it clear up front that this is an expectation, and that's the one we're working with at this point.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Any other questions or from Matthew or comments in general on the CCWG? Okay, well, seeing or hearing none, then we will move on to agenda item number 5, and this goes back. Yeah, he could. Sorry, I have Bart is actually with me here in Ottawa, and he is going to put up a document in the Adobe Connect room so we can all see it. And this speaks exactly to what Matthew was referring to earlier about timing and what we're going to be doing in the CCNSO in Buenos Aires. So that is something that the CCNSO program working group, as well as Bart and myself, have been working on at some length, and that is to make sure that we can bring the CCNSO and the broader CCTLD community as much value as we can through the BA meeting, and also to have it make sense in terms of how it ties into the work of the CCWG. In a sense, looking at these as certainly very separate but related items, one flowing into the next, and each having its own distinct and different timeline. So what I wanted to share with all of you here is what's in the Adobe Connect Room right now, and that is really the draft, but fairly solid draft proposal in terms of what we will be doing in Buenos Aires. As always, we will have a 2 days of CC meetings. And what we have allocated is 5 blocks of time for discussions regarding the work of the CWG and the work of the CCWG and discussion of what those interrelationships are and dependencies are. So just to walk you through, block one will be on Tuesday, and that we will be doing that in conjunction with the regional organizations, and that will provide a broad sweeping overview of the CWG, CCWG, and ICG, the processes, and the linkages, and the timing, and how those discrete puzzle pieces fit together. And like I say, we will be doing it in conjunction with our RO partners on this. And part of what we will be doing there is also talking about what the decision-making will look like, as well as decision-making timing. And part of that discussion will be, and this is not meant to sound trite, but it depends a little bit on how the 2 days of CCNSO meetings unfold. So we need to recognize right at the outset of our meetings that what the CCNSO Council determines at its council meeting at the end of Wednesday will depend a little bit on what has transpired over the course of 2 days of meeting. So there will be 2 decisions for the CCNSO Council to take. The first being, are we at a point where we can make a decision or not? And then the second one will be, if we are at the point where we believe we can take a decision, then what will that decision be? And we will make that clear at the outset on Tuesday as part of the sweeping overview, so that everybody, as we move through the days of meetings, will understand that, you know, this is critical, it is important, pay attention, and be ready to make your thoughts and views known. So that's block one, really setting the stage, setting the scene, setting the timing and the interrelationships. Block two, also on Tuesday afternoon, will be a rundown of the key areas of convergence and non-convergence. And you can see, you can see in the document on the screen what the various elements are that will form that part of the discussion. And let me also just take a moment to say that prior to the meeting, documentation and a letter to the entire CCTLD community will be sent out by me, reiterating all of the material out there, highlighting the material, and also, you know, in a polite but forceful way, indicating that people need to come here ready to discuss, not to be informed and handheld and gently walked through, but with the expectation that people will have a decent understanding and knowledge of the issue, given we've been talking about it for the better part of 14 months now in various forms. That said, Block 2 will be a brief rundown of the key elements where there is agreement and potential for disagreement on the various subjects that you can see there. So there will be also time for Q&A there. That will all be really focused on the work of the CWG. Wednesday morning, we will have what we're calling Block 3, and that will be a discussion around the CCWG proposal and where we're at that point through the lens of the CCTLD community. That will be a panel discussion with Mathieu, Becky, and Jordan, all CCTLD community members who are also on the panel in various under various guises, or sorry, on the CCWG under various guises. And there'll be a walkthrough relative to the work of the CWG and areas, again, of convergence and disagreement. So that one will be a little more informational, whereas the CWG, there will be a higher expectation in terms of level of knowledge. Wednesday, later Wednesday morning, what we're calling Block 4 will be a facilitated discussion around what are perceived to be or may actually be any major unresolved core issues, particularly from a CCTLD perspective. We will then have a break where there will be an opportunity for taking stock and hallway regrouping and discussion, informal discussion, and then we will come back with a continuation of further discussion around any unresolved core issues. So there isn't a deep agenda on Block 4 yet, because in part it will depend a little bit on what the final CWG proposal looks like. So we are also in a bit of limbo in terms of finalizing the agenda, depending on what actually comes out of the CWG. And then there will be a wrap-up late Wednesday afternoon, which from a CCNSO management perspective, time management perspective, we will be flexible on when we hold the subsequent council meeting to make sure that we have as much time as we can possibly allot to this discussion, and therefore, I think probably unlike any council meeting prior, we are basically saying the timing needs to be flexible on that to ensure that we can have as much time as possible and or required for what we're terming Block 5, which is a wrap-up session and a temperature-taking session around where the community is at and giving guidance to the council in terms of where we are not at vis-a-vis general consensus on the issues of the CWG. Subsequent to that will be the council meeting, and as I said right at the outset, depending on what we have seen and heard and what we experience in the room, as well as on the webcast, we will be taking two decisions. One is, are we ready to take a decision or not? And two, if we are, then what will that decision be? So that's how I envision Buenos Aires playing out. Has been in significant consultation with the program working group, and Bart and Alan and myself trying to put together the best program we can that fulfills the needs of the entire CCTLD community. And that is how I'm viewing Buenos Aires, and that has also been shared with the council. There's a council, the regular council meeting, there was a council meeting on this subject last week, if memory serves, so it has already been shared in draft with the council. And I'm certainly open to any discussion or questions or comments. And I guess just open with Matthew, does that answer the questions that you posed earlier?
Yes, Byron, this is Matthew. This is even more detailed than I was expecting, and I think I commend the approach. I think it's good. It enables for flexibility, for a lot of dialogue, it's up to the task, I think. One question I would have is whether you've given any thoughts about the potential resolutions that the council could be voting, some scenarios, and whether, because what's at stake for the CWG report is whether it's approved and passed on to the ICG, and whether you think there may be some room for passing on with reservations or things like this, or whether you think it's going to be a black or white kind of resolution at the end of the week.
That is currently a work in progress, so I can't really give you a crisp answer on that. What I can say is that, and I am but one voice on the council at this point, I would anticipate there would be some, so if we come to the point where we are making a decision as a council, and if that decision is generally supportive of the work of the CWG, then I would anticipate there will be some conditionality on it. And that conditionality will be relative to the outputs of the CCWG. I would find it unlikely that it would simply be a black and white answer. We support it unconditionally at this, you know, period. I find that unlikely, and that if there ends up being a supportive position, I would imagine it will come with conditionality vis-a-vis the output of the CCWG. But again, that is my subjective interpretation at this point in time.
Somebody in the car has to be.
Carolyn.
Is that, and I see somebody in the queue, is that?
Carolina.
Is Carolina has raised her,
yeah,
her hand?
Yeah.
Carolina, please go ahead.
Hi, Byron, thank you. I just have, I would need some more clarification regarding this sentence to make clear the joint sessions between the RO and the CCNSO. So what is the kind of work that you're expecting?
So we had as a council, we had an informal council call to, as I referenced, to talk about how we are going to work through the process. And one of the elements that we wish to do is invite the chairs of the regional organizations, so CCTLD managers themselves, or their designates, but the chair is who we would send the invite to participate in an informal discussion on Sunday as we begin the week, but then also to participate from the perspective of what have the ROs been doing to engage their communities and where they're at with that. So we, you know, had penciled in Eduardo, given the fact that you are the host regional organization, it made sense that he could be the person who speaks to that. So certainly at this point, you know, I would leave it up to the ROs to designate that person, but in my mind it made sense that the local regional organization would likely be the prime candidate for that.
Thank you. That's very clear. And if you need any help or support from LACTLD at a staff level, do let us know. And just for the record, I mean, Eduardo will be, positioning himself for re-election as chair of the board of LACTLD on Sunday, the 21st a.m. in Buenos Aires.
Okay.
He might be able to confirm this on Sunday lunchtime.
Okay. Thank you. That's a very pertinent piece of information. Thank you. Yeah, and Bart raises a good point. Please, as I stated earlier, but I just want to reiterate for everybody on this call, this is a draft, and this is a work in progress. So please don't go away thinking this is the be-all and end-all agenda at this point. But this gives you, I think, you know, even though it's not locked in stone, this should provide everybody a good sense of how we're trying to engage the community, both those in the room and those that will be on the webcast, as much as we possibly can, and provide as much space and oxygen for people as we can. Any other discussion or comment on this? Seeing or hearing none, then maybe we'll just go to, is there any other business that anybody wanted to raise? Seeing or hearing none there, I'll just say thank you very much. As usual, I think this is very helpful for all of us in terms of understanding where each of the various working groups are, and obviously heading into Buenos Aires, all of us in particular as various community leaders in various parts of the world and our different constituencies, it's really critical that we all have a good understanding of where each party is, and that whether or not we all agree with each other on all the various elements, I'm confident that we are all very much aligned in terms of trying to find the right outcomes for our entire CCTLD community. So thank you very much for all the work that people have done so far, and I look forward to seeing you all in BA when it gets even more intense. Thanks, everybody, and see you all in a couple of weeks.